Tuesday morning, the very last time for 2016. Professor, now not associate professor, how many business cards did you have left over that you had to get changed?
About 42.
Well, you're not going to be too much of an impost on the University of Newcastle's...
Just cross out associate.
Yeah, liquid paper it out. We've got a bottle of liquid paper over there. Last time for 2016, Jim Joson, we thought we might just do a bit of a wrap of some of the things politically that have happened this year, because it has been a bit of a big year. So let's just rewind. Re-election of the government.
Yep, that's sort of a major thing, Todd. The government was... the strategy it went to the elections with was to try and consolidate its position, marginalise the minor parties, get control of the Senate. And unfortunately, it was a political manoeuvre that backfired, because a double dissolution maximises the chances for minor parties to actually...
Get
a foothold in the Senate. Yep. And if that wasn't bad enough as a political miscalculation, the government was returned with a very slim majority. The Labor Party demonstrated a level of discipline that it hadn't shown for a couple of years, and its leader sort of did the sure and steady approach and came within a whisker of toppling the government. Unfortunately for the Prime Minister, although... being successful, i.e. getting returned to government, it's meant that he's become even more of a hostage to the dynamics within his own party and the coalition. And instead of providing the sort of leadership that voters thought they might have been getting when Mr Turnbull became leader and became Prime Minister, he's tended to back away from pretty well all the things that marked him out as... perhaps being preferred by a majority of voters.
And we saw this in relation to the Attorney-General situation, where yes, there was a belief that the Prime Minister should have stepped in but didn't step in for fear of upsetting people and what was a very shaky ship potentially becoming even more shaky. Bill Shorten. Now, Bill Shorten comes in for a fair amount of stick in relation to his leadership and being dull and not having policies. But in fairness to him, as you said, it wasn't a bad... performance from Labor and Bill Shorten?
Well, no, he kept a very firm hand on his role as leader, managed to maintain the discipline within the party. He managed to keep some of his more fractious members of his own party towing the line, and he presented a viable alternative in the sense of an alternative government, and he nearly succeeded. Mr Turnbull was relatively lucky at one level, but he's struggling now, as we've seen. He's struggling to sort of stamp his authority on the party so that when ministers make mistakes or when they do the wrong thing, as has happened often in the past, leaders have come out and sort of publicly rebuked them or brought them into line a little bit so that the general public, the voting public, know that the person in charge is the Prime Minister and the rest of the members of the party and the government... more or less know their place.
That's how it should be, really, effectively, isn't it? You need a leader, you need a strong leader, and you whilst there are always agendas and while there are always ways that government has to be run, and, you know, there's the cost of doing business within the government, you still want to think your Prime Minister can make a decision, and whether she or he wants something done, they're not putting one foot in one camp and one foot in another camp.
Well, I think that the disappointment for many people who thought Mr Turnbull was going to provide a different form of leadership and a different stamp of authority, shall we say, on the government, they didn't... The things that Mr Turnbull appeared to stand for before becoming... returning to the leadership seem to have disappeared, and the sorts of things that people didn't want to see or thought they were getting rid of have... come back again, and I think that's for him become a disappointment. A lot of people who weren't necessarily, you know, dyed-in-the-wool coalition supporters saw Mr Turnbull's leadership as a sort of clean sweep, a breath of fresh air.
Okay, so a politician flip-flopping. There's something for the books. That's something different.
Politics is the art of the compromise, but the art of the sellout is something that voters are really not happy with.
All right, before we let you go this morning, Pauline Hanson, the re-rise of Pauline, and we're talking about the independents. How do you see that in the political landscape, and is it indicative of what's happening right around the world, a.k.a., you know Donald Trump and potentially France and some of the rumblings in England?
It's indicative of ordinary voters thinking they're voting for one thing and then ending up with a party in government that reverses its direction, not because necessarily it's the appropriate thing to do, but because they never had any intention of changing direction anyway.
Say what you've got to say to get re-elected, then go ahead with your
yes,
original
and
agenda.
I think the classic example we're watching this is now with Donald Trump, whose famous statement of he's going to drain the swamp in Washington and get rid of all of the, you know, the elite sycophants and all the free riders and all the rest of it. Well, every single person he's named potentially for his cabinet are all part of the elite and are all part of the swamp that he claims that he's draining.
24 hours in politics is a long time. Jim, thanks very much for your time this year. Going
My
to be
pleasure,
back for 2017?
I would like to be, yes.
You will be
I
here, I will
to
be
it.
Here.
Yes.
Have a great Christmas. Professor Jim Jones from the University of Newcastle, 2NURFM.